Yeah, okay. Okay, six, God.
I don't know why that impulse came over me.
That was an interesting way to start the pod.
Yeah, definitely keep that.
I'll keep it in. I mean, it's on the paywall. So who gives a fuck? First of all, a big shout out to the continued subscribers who keep popping in every day.
For real.
We're not going to say how many just yet, but
it's climbing.
It's climbing, and we're one step closer to just paying all of our bills.
Being able to quit our jobs.
The dream is happening. It's happening slowly, but it really is happening. Mm-hmm. Even on this weekend, I ran into a couple of subscribers. Well, OG fans / turned subscribers. Mm-hmm. And I've said this before. I mean, actually, maybe I haven't said it on here. But, you know, like when you get a notification for someone like subscribing, like I get the email. I'm assuming you do too.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'll see it. And it's oftentimes names and people and emails that I'm like, huh? Like, it's not like, it's like a name, like so-and-so-and-so-and-so at gmail.com or sometimes at hotmail.com.
Yeah, there's a couple hotmailers.
I know. And I'm like, who are these people? And then within the last little while, since talking to some people, and they're like, oh, yeah, I subscribe. And I'm like, interesting, because I've never seen your name.
I've had people lie to me.
This is my point. Mm-hmm. People are subscribing with fake emails.
Really?
It has to be. Or they're just lying to me about their names. But like,
I've had people lie to me. I've also had people talk about referencing the last episode, but they only talk about the stuff that's in the preview.
Right.
And I'm
right.
Like, interesting.
Right. So they're only, okay. That's interesting because, but anyways,
you still want to be on it, but you're not on it.
I know. What are you going to do with those 10 minutes? Yeah. I mean, they're fun 10 minutes. That's why we put them up. Suck you in. But no, it was really funny to just see that someone, like people were like, no, I subscribe. And I'm like, I've never seen your email in there. Yeah. And then another unnamed person had also mentioned that they had subscribed with a very particular name. And I was like, didn't see that email either.
Interesting.
Like, so I feel like people are just either, I mean, I don't know, whatever.
Maybe they just have their Patreon emails.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it works. But I guess you create an account so you can just put a fake name.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Honestly, it's sick. I'm down with it. I love the idea of people being like, ah, yeah, I subscribe, but I don't want to admit it. And it's like, what? Why? Come on, we're your friends.
Yeah,
we are your friends.
Yeah,
justice. I wanted to talk a little bit about it. And I know you know very little about this, but this Drake Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, so I've only heard the first two songs.
Which is funny to even say that because there are like eight.
That's insane.
Like as a somebody who loved rap music in the what you could refer to as the blog era in mm-hmm. the aughts, I definitely fell off. Like, mm-hmm. I don't listen to rap. I'm not up to date. Like, I've never heard an NBA YoungBoy song. I know
Fire.
It exists. Is he?
I don't know. I've heard it like once.
I mean, hundreds of millions of views, can't lie. No, but I'm not, like, super invested in that world anymore. It's mm-hmm. not really my thing. However, I will say this beef between Drake and Kendrick has been, and I will preface by saying it has gone too far. It's getting like dark now and all of the fun has completely been sucked out of it.
Yeah, they're calling each other pedophiles and shit.
Yeah, it's just, it's getting outrageous. It's getting like sad.
I think there's truth. Is Drake a pedophile? Is that confirmed?
I don't know. I don't know. But what I will say is that like leading up to it, I will say that it was maybe one of the most exciting times to be on the internet if you're a fan of this stuff, because it was so fast paced. Like, you know, things were happening, tracks were dropping, people were calling each other names, blah, blah, blah. Diss one comes out. Where's your response, Kendrick? Kendrick responds, blah, blah, blah. And then he responds with another one. And then Drake responds with this AI Tupac shit and this like Snoop Dogg shit. And it just keeps getting crazier and crazier. Then it culminates on Friday. I think it was Friday when Drake drops this music video, this 7-minute music video called Family Matters. And it feels like a home run. It feels like it's the, you know, he knocks it out of the park, he wins, because it's also a video, and in the video he's like, you know, it starts off with this the car that's on the cover of Kendrick Lamar's Good mm-hmm. Kid Mad City, driving through Toronto on the back of a flatbed, then going to a junkyard and then getting crushed into a cube. All pretty fucking funny. while he's just rapping and just destroying, you know, saying all this shit about Kendrick Lamar. Then it goes into the whole New Ho King thing. Cuts to Drake at New Ho King, like clearly shot, like
smoking cigarettes in New Ho King.
Well, I don't know if he's smoking cigs.
Well, whatever he's smoking.
Drake smokes Cubans, cigs. Whatever. But they're just like, it's like this whole thing happening, you know. They're in the New Ho King. So the whole thing that was exciting is the immediacy of it. It's like several days before Kendrick references New Ho King, and then a couple of days later, a video comes out since then of Drake in New Ho King being like, yeah, bleh,
bleh. Yeah, it's actually crazy.
So it's all just like, it's like the fast pacedness of it was insane. And then as everyone just goes, Drake did it. He did it. Kendrick just dropped something 15 minutes later. Like as if he just was waiting for this to happen to then just, it was just the, if you looked at my text messages between like Mike, like Norman, and like Pat, and like just like my friends that like love hype and rap and stuff, it was just like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And the internet was just like, it was insane. It was this feeling of uncertainty that was just so fun because things were just happening at every moment. It was just like, yeah, I'd pull up my phone and be like, he dropped another one. And then like, and then the sort of like icing on the cake was just Kendrick dropping this one song that is like a bop. It's like a danceable, fun bop called like Not Like Us. And it's just like, and that's the one where he calls him a pedophile.
Right.
And the fucked up thing is that now this track is being played at stadiums. It's being played because it is like a hit. It broke the record for the number one most streams of any song on Spotify. Damn. In a single day.
Damn.
Like it's massive. It's a fucking hit. But then sort of darkness, the rise and fall of this weekend within this context in this world was just the fact that like shit just went too far. And then I don't know if you heard that like Drake's house got like shot at. You didn't hear about this?
No, I've been
so, I love that. I love having you as a co-host because you have absolutely no idea. Meanwhile, if you looked at my Twitter, not my Instagram, my Twitter, my TikTok, it is just like this guy's take and this guy's take, academic screaming and Joe Budden yelling at another guy and Rory. And it's just guys, you don't even know who I'm talking about, but like, just going off. Like, it was like, I was so invested in this. But
I don't know how I stay so clear of all this.
Because that's the power of the algorithm.
Yeah.
You can control the algorithm. Yeah. The algorithm doesn't control you.
Well. I don't know.
But anyways, it was like a whirlwind of a weekend for that kind of stuff. But anyways, as I said, yeah, it ended with Drake's bodyguard being shot outside of his house on the bridal path.
Fuck, is he okay?
I don't know.
Damn.
I think he's still in the hospital. But anyways, shit's just getting like, and I don't know who did what or whatever. But
I bet she was probably just some people that like wanted to be a part
it's
of it.
I honestly don't think it has. I mean, I've spent a lot of time reading about it, and I don't think it has anything to do with Kendrick. But either way, it's not looking good. Things have maybe escalated a little too far.
Damn.
And if we've learned anything from Tupac and Biggie, let's try to keep it Jay-Z and Nas. That's all I'll say. But aside from that, it was a pretty. I feel like chaotic spring is over.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was. No, I think it is. I think it is over, but I think there's a new thing
that psychotic is summer
taken over. The last few days for me have just felt like so, like I haven't had the energy to do anything.
Really?
And I've been like so just dazed.
This goes back to our thing where it is like a yin and yang thing between the two of us.
Yeah.
When you're on the up, I'm on the low. It's when so you're weird. Low, I'm up.
We can never be synced.
We can never be in sync.
I know.
We gotta like, yeah, we gotta be like female roommates.
Yeah.
But seriously, because like that's nuts that that you're having that, because I had such a like, not clarity, but just like. It seems like the sort of chaotic spring was truly a blip in time, and also maybe had to do with, like we discussed, the fucking Mercury retrograde, the eclipse, all that shit was just like full moons and all that bullshit. You know, it just seems like it was like that.
Yeah.
100%. And now I feel like it's, I don't know. Yesterday was such a like, this weekend and yesterday and all this stuff just seemed so like eye-opening.
Yeah.
I mean that in just like, I don't know, I had like a very like, I don't know, to use Scientology, no, I'm just kidding, going clear. But it was like, I don't know, I yesterday for example was like the most perfect day I've had in a long time.
See, yesterday I literally just, what did I do?
Dude, it was beautiful yesterday.
I know, but I sat on my patio and just napped. I went for a long walk, and then I lied down on my patio and napped like all day.
You know what? If you were to ask me,
I felt like a cat.
That sounds like a pretty fucking good day.
I've been
day
going cat mode.
That's a good day, though.
It's a great day.
If you're just refreshing and
I think I'm getting ready for the psychotic summer.
Psychotic summer. So
this is the liminal space between chaotic spring and psychotic summer.
Yes.
Where I rest like a
psychotic
cat.
Summer. I just like came up with that on the spot.
It has to be.
Almost like don't like that. Like, that's like scary. Yeah. That's like very scary.
Yeah.
But no, like yesterday, like so. Well, I'm gonna rewind a little bit, but I randomly had a very Rob Gordon filled weekend.
True.
Because I saw him DJ at Juice on Thursday and it was great. He did his thing. And then on Saturday, you were there. Tish and I brought back our old party. I was about to say our old 90s party.
You're not that old, buddy.
Our old party from 2017 or 2015 to 2018. Uh-huh. Baby Blue at the new Juice, Juice 2, Big
yep.
Juice
Cafeteria.
Which, what would you rate Cafeteria?
I would call it, I mean, I think I need a couple more nights there to True. Really let it cement, uh-huh. you know, as a staple. But I would say...
The story.